Hi, it's Lynn Rossetto Casper here with a round of podcasts based on our new book, The Splendid Tables, How to Eat Weekends. Now, the book is dedicated to cutting loose in the kitchen, at least on the weekends. Now, my co-author, Sally Swift, is here. Sally, good to have you with me.
Hey, thanks, Lynn. You know what I want to talk about today?
What do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about things to do when the oven is already hot. You know, you've roasted a chicken, you've baked cookies, you've stored up all this energy, and you have all this heat there, and we just walk away from it. I think it's a real lost opportunity. For instance, you know, think about tomatoes. So how often are tomatoes great for us? Very small little window, you know, in a year.
Right.
And the rest of the year we make do with, you know, less than great. Or, you know, often for me, I find tomatoes that have already started to shrivel. Well, I've been cutting them up lately and placing them with lots of space between them on a baking sheet, on a piece of parchment, so I don't have to do dishes because I really don't like doing dishes, salting them and popping them in the oven while that oven is dying. They intensify. They become just concentrated tomato. They become better than they ever were in the first place. I throw them in sauces. I throw them in salads. I put them in sandwiches. They're just delicious.
Do you ever put olive oil on them?
I don't. And I bet it would be great.
Well, the thing is, olive oil just helps them taste a little better. And I know you sometimes do sugar on them.
Mm-hmm, I do.
And because that helps, too. And the other thing is, you can do this with canned tomatoes. And that's also a great godsend.
You can really dry them down?
What you do is you just drain them and save all that, the sauce and whatever, because that you can use.
Right.
You know,
so just the body of the tomato.
Just the body of the tomato. You want tomato bodies on that parchment. But that's a great idea. And the other thing is, take things like beets, apples, stone fruits, pears.
Anything,
you know,
with sugar, right?
Anything that has an overtone of sweetness. And you can put that in that oven as it cools down. And one of the things is to, if you make slits in any of those things, and you put in a combination of brown sugar and ground cardamom, and then you let...
What could be wrong with that?
It's delicious. Really fabulous. And you let that bake until they're tender. It's the same thing with the tomatoes. Flavors get concentrated, and you can eat those things straight, but imagine what happens if you were to do a pie with the fruits, and you could mix the fresh fruit.
Like fresh apples with dried apples, or partially dried apple would be delicious.
Oh, yeah, roasted apple with that. It would be really fabulous. Or put those roasted fruits or roasted vegetables next to a piece of meat. I mean, it would be just wonderful.
Absolutely.
There's another thing, too, because the oven takes a long time to cool down. You can take any vegetable, and I mean the very earthy ones or carrot, I mean anything, and you can shave them or cut them very, very thin, spread them out on that parchment, but first toss them with some form of oil and high spices. You know, it could be hot spices, but really strong tasting spices, and a little bit of sugar to help them brown, and put them in that oven as it cools. And they're going to start to cook, and they're going to get maybe even a little bit leathery, and they're going to pull in all that delicious.
And the trick is to cut them thin, right, as that oven is dying.
Very thin, very thin. Carrots are good this way. Rutabaga is good this way. Things like winter squash, wonderful this way. Sweet potatoes, regular potatoes.
It sounds delicious. That's a great idea. You know, the other thing that I think we forget about is how delicious homemade breadcrumbs are. And, you know, we spend so much money these days on our bread when we're buying good pieces of bread to be able to use to the very end. Just throw the slices of bread in the oven, dry them out, and then chop them up in a Cuisinart or blender and make your own breadcrumbs. Mix that with a little bit of butter and garlic. I mean, what pasta would not be better with some breadcrumbs on it? A salad. You could do them over roasted vegetables. I mean, it's just absolutely delicious.
Do you know in Italy that used to be called, those breadcrumbs with some garlic and oil, they used to call it poor man's Parmesan?
And they just do the breadcrumbs.
They just did the breadcrumbs because people couldn't afford cheese.
It's delicious.
And I think it tasted better than the cheese.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I bet that's delicious. You can also make, speaking of cheese, those fancy frico, they're called right now. Everyone's serving them in cocktails.
Yeah,
and their
little
lacy pieces of melted cheese. So simply grate up some hard cheese, could be the ends of your cheese, frankly. Mix it with a little flour just for some body and some spices. I almost always use cayenne, and then spread them out on the baking sheet so that they're very, very thin. Pop those in the dying oven and let them go, and they get melted and they begin to firm up, and you have beautiful little cheese wafers.
And you're putting them into rounds.
Exactly.
Yeah. You could like pancakes. They almost look like little pancakes.
Exactly. Yeah. They're delicious. Serve them with bourbon and off you go.
Bourbon, huh?
Yeah, I think bourbon's the thing to do. Anyway, that's it for this week. For more recipes and recommendations, be sure to take a look at our book, How to Eat Weekends. You'll find information on it at splendidtable.org. See you soon, Lynn.
See you soon, Sally. We'll be back soon. And you have a good weekend.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.